USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There's no reason, none, why we should not deliver another major pandemic relief package to help the American people through what seems poised to be the last chapters of this battle.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opening the Senate on Monday for business after the Thanksgiving recess. The Kentucky Republican continues.
This morning we got yet another major sign of hope. More data appear to confirm that the vaccine developed by Moderna is more than 94% effective.
Wisconsin is confirming Joe Biden as the winner of its election, the chairwoman of the state's election commission signing off on the official results on Monday. Biden earning Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes. Arizona also certifying Joe Biden as the winner of the Grand Canyon state. Biden the first Democrat to win the state since 1996. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court will take up Bill Cosby's appeal on Tuesday. The court will consider Cosby's appeal as he's challenging his sexual assault conviction. Cosby is in prison for 3 to 10 years for crimes against Andrea Constand more than a decade ago. He was convicted in 2018 and was sentenced later that year. More promising news on the vaccine front.
Health Secretary Alex Azar said the first two vaccines to fight COVID-19 infections could be available to Americans before Christmas. Moderna has become the second vaccine maker likely to receive U.S. emergency authorization as requested Monday. The Food and Drug Administration's outside advisors will meet on December 10th to consider authorizing Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. That vaccine could be approved and shipped within days, and Moderna's will follow 1 week behind that.
The first Asian American to lead the FCC is stepping down. Ajit Pai announcing his intention to step down on January 20th. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Arizona is certifying its election results, saying President-elect Joe Biden is the winner of the Grand Canyon state. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey says many people were involved with the success of the election.
I want to thank Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, Attorney General Mark Brnovich, the county election offices, the county recorder's offices, our poll workers, and all the volunteers.
A recent report discusses protests in America's largest cities with more than 2,000 officers hurt.
The Major Cities Chiefs Association represents the police chiefs in America's 68 largest cities, and the report is a scale of protest disorder that swept the nation this summer, as well as the impact it had on police departments. There were some 8,700 protests between May 25th and the end of July, which contributes to nationwide spikes in violent crime, as well as many police retirements and resignations across the nation. Of the protests, the MCCA estimates roughly 7% were violent, with widespread use of rocks, bricks, fireworks, and bats to assault officers. 72% of agencies saw officers injured over the 2 months, totaling over 2,000. 97 police cars were burned, and 85% of departments reported protests are still ongoing. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Thank you, Val. More news can always be found online by going to usaradio.com or checking us out as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.